Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The best hard rock, the best heavy metal, Talking Metal, a podcast hosted by Mark Striegel and John Astronomy. Available through iTunes and most other podcast providers. Feel the power, feel the glory. TalkingMetal.com.
Hey, all spoken word and dialogue in today's podcast is copyright 2009 by Talking Metal. Welcome to the podcast. Hey, John.
Hey, Mark. Glad to be here. We have a really, really cool show for you guys tonight. It's featuring an interview that we did with Alan Flores, the lead designer of Metallica Guitar Hero.
Yes, let's come back with that interview right after we play a song. This is God Forbid. To the Fallen Hero, in full on Talking Metal.
Ah!
That was To the Fallen Hero by God Forbid, a band that we're friends with, off the Podsafe Music Network.
Yes, if you haven't seen our jam with Byron from God Forbid, go to youtube.com/talkingmetal. It is up there. We play some Slayer with him, Richard Christie, and Metal Mike.
He did such a great job on that in a couple of the takes that you didn't see. I just stopped playing a couple of times because I was just listening to how great Byron was singing.
Great, great vocalist. And that was, of course, recorded by Bumblefoot. So some real great players playing with us on that one. This game, Guitar Hero Metallica, we got to sample it, demo it in New York. We're going to have clips up on youtube.com/talkingmetal. Check those out. What a fun game, man.
We had the most fun that we've had on Talking Metal in a long time, and I know that you agree because you actually wrote that to me in an email. We went, it was me, Mark, our friend Jay Bones was shooting video, and our friend Mike Marco, who's from MTV2, but he's also from a band called The Burn and Cry, came with us, and we all picked an instrument. Alan Flores from Guitar Hero, he played bass. Mike Marco played guitar, you sang, and I played drums, and it was just out of control. We didn't want to leave. We just unfortunately had to go back to our jobs, and they had somebody else coming in after us, but it was amazing.
Yes, it was. It was really a lot of fun. If you guys are into Guitar Hero and you're into metal, this will be the game for you, the heaviest of all the Guitar Hero stuff. I mean, it sounds great. It looks great. And it's a lot of fun. Again, check us out on YouTube actually playing the game, and hopefully my singing won't sound too horrific.
You know, what's cool is that when we started watching it, even the open, I felt like I was at a Metallica show. There was some footage of, of course, Guitar Hero stuff footage of them coming out, and the people who did the open were amazing. And there are a ton of great Metallica classics spanning their career. What is also a great, great feature for all fans of metal is that in addition to the Metallica cuts, there are several tracks handpicked by Metallica by bands like Merciful Fate, Motorhead, The Sword, all great, great tunes that you can also play along to on Guitar Hero Metallica.
Yes, and I am psyched to see Metallica coming up in New Jersey. It's going to be a lot of fun in Newark. They're doing two nights. Actually, I think finishing the tour in Newark, New Jersey, right near my house. So without further ado, this is Alan. He is the man behind Guitar Hero, the head, I guess, lead designer, I think is his official title. And let's hear what he has to say about working on not only Metallica Guitar Hero, but just Guitar Hero in general. A good story about Steven Tyler in here. Some fun stuff. So a big thanks to Alan and also the people over at Activision for just supporting what we do on Talking Metal. We really appreciate it, guys, and we were just honored to be the first in the country, the first in the world to try this game out here in New York City back 2-3 weeks ago.
So we're going to get right into the interview, and then we're going to follow it up with our cover, a little sound sample of our cover of Seek and Destroy by Talking Metal and Exodus. Hey, it's John Astronomy here with Mark Striegel and Alan Flores, lead designer of Metallica Guitar Hero. How are you, Alan?
I'm doing great.
Cool. So, Alan, I wanted to ask you about the idea for this game. Is this something that you guys approached Metallica, or were they approaching you? Because I know a lot of bands actually want to get involved with Guitar Hero.
Right. Well, it kind of started off. Should I hold that?
Sure.
It kind of started off that we did Guitar Hero 3, which is a big hit, and then we made Guitar Hero Aerosmith, which is a game based off of Aerosmith. And then Metallica saw that. Someone brought it to their attention. I don't know if it was somebody from Activision or something, and they saw what we could do if we made a game focused on a band, and they were always interested in gaming. There was some idea that they wanted to make a racing game or something years and years ago, so they saw what we could do, and they were like, they really wanted to make a game based on them. So it just kind of started from there.
Now, I heard that both Lars and James, their kids, were big fans of Guitar Hero, and the band thought it was great that they were exposed to old groups like Deep Purple through Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I think the way that Lars told the story is, like, he said that his kids, like, they went to his his ex-wife's place, and they were playing Guitar Hero, and they came back, and then, like, his kid was asking about Glenn Danzig. He's like, Danzig's my favorite, and he's singing Mother, and he's like, how do you know who Glenn Danzig is? Where did that happen? And, of course, he was exposed to Guitar Hero 2, which is a great, you know, a great tool of the game, just exposing people to this this cool new music. Well, new music to them, but it's like old music, yeah. It's awesome.
I think Guitar Hero is partially responsible for the rise of heavy metal music in the younger kids' culture at this point.
You know, I think it's probably a part of it. You know, there's a lot of great bands around today, and I think it's just a higher level of consciousness of it. But I think Guitar Hero is certainly helping in that respect, yeah.
What were some of the initial meetings like when you sat down with the guys in Metallica to talk about the game? Were they, did they have a specific idea about what they wanted, or were you guys kind of throwing suggestions at them?
Yeah, they seem to have some pretty strong ideas about stuff. One of the things that James Hetfield said that he really wanted is he didn't want to do like the Aerosmith thing where it's like a behind-the-music kind of chronological thing. They didn't want to do that. They wanted to try and do something different. So he came up with this story idea that was basically like, he said that they were touring in Europe, and there were these guys in a band, in a beat-up van, that were following the band everywhere they went. And they wound up like hanging out with a crew, and the crew was feeding them, and then finally Metallica let them open for them at the end of their tour. So the story of the game is based loosely on that, where you're a band who goes and sees Metallica, and you're totally inspired by Metallica. You start your own band, and then you get to play with them.
Cool. And one thing that's really cool is this is not just specifically Metallica music. There's a lot of other great music we were talking about. There's Caius on this. There is The Sword. And I'm assuming these are all bands and songs that Metallica handpicked for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things when you talk to Lars and James about that, they want relevance. They want bands that are relevant to Metallica. So, like, you know, there's some great classic rock in the game, you know, like Thin Lizzy's in the game because, you know, they were really inspired by the dual guitar leads of Thin Lizzy. Leonard Skinner's in the game. James Hetfield said that the very first record he ever bought with his lawn mowing money was a Leonard Skinner record. So there's lots of great music in there. Queen, just lots of really important stuff to Metallica in there. Slayer.
That was one of the coolest things, is that there is a mode on here where you can actually pick different sounds. For example, you can pick James Hetfield's ESP Truckster guitar sound, or you can actually pick Tom Araya's Slayer's bass sound.
Yeah, it's in the music studio. We had that in Guitar Hero World Tour, and some of the samples weren't as different. You know, we wanted to sort of beef them up and make them fit the game better. So we actually have ESP as a sponsor in the game, so we were able to take the ESP Truckster model that James uses and sample that, and the ESP bass model that Tom Araya uses, sample that, so that the bass and the guitar sound sound a little beefier, a little more metal.
And when you use the actual music of these songs, are you getting, like, I'd imagine you need, like, the actual studio masters of the stuff, because you need stuff split out, you need individual tracks. How hard is that to get your hands on? I mean, the old, you know, Kill 'Em All era Metallica splits still even exist?
Yeah, it's funny that you would bring that up, because we were, you know, they gave us a big, you know, big dump of stems, you know, of mixtapes, and they were great, you know, for all their stuff, but they couldn't find the Kill 'Em All stuff. And at first we were like, you know, maybe they know where they are, but they're just not telling us. I don't really know what's going on. But I was sitting there with those guys in the trailer, and they're like, yeah, go ask so-and-so in New York. He has them in his basement. And they're like, no, man, he doesn't have them. How about so-and-so in Denmark? No, man, he didn't have them. So I'm like, oh, I guess they really don't have them. But then, like, you know, a few months later, they had somebody on the case, and they got all the Kill 'Em All tapes. Thank God. I mean, they could have gone back and re-recorded them, but it just wouldn't have captured the same feel that they had back in, you know, 1983 or 82 when they recorded it. So I'm glad they found those.
And when you say the actual tapes, you're talking about big 2-inch masters.
I haven't seen the actual tapes. You know, we got the stems delivered to us, but I'm assuming it's like a big fat tape that was, you know, sitting somewhere, hopefully gathering, you know, not gathering too much dust.
Now, what's great is that you guys actually have the original songs, because in a lot of games, there are bands doing sound-alikes. Now, are there any songs on here where you had to have another group go into the studio to re-record something?
Nope. Every single song on the game is an original master.
Wow.
Let's talk about the actual songs on this game. What are some of the early Metallica songs off, like, the first two or three records that we can expect to be included on Guitar Hero Metallica?
Right, yeah, we wanted to do something that takes something from every single album they've ever done. But we have, like, you know, the very first song they did, Hit the Lights, Whiplash, you know, For Whom the Bell Tolls, you know, just great stuff that, you know, people haven't maybe heard in a while, like Orion off Master Puppets. Just a lot of great, I mean, all the songs are fantastic. They're fun to play.
So after you guys decide what songs you're going to want to include in the game, and then you
meet with the band and you decide to start getting the graphics and the avatars. And I know Robert has described this experience as putting a big wetsuit with tassels on it. And tell me all about that.
Yeah, it's, you know, Lars has said, like, you know, after being in this business for so long, finally doing something that's totally different and new to him was interesting. Yeah, they go and they get in these spandex suits. They're usually black and blue for some reason. I don't know if that's to make them look sillier, or I don't know how it works. And they have these little reflective balls of tape on them. And they get into this motion capture space with all these infrared cameras out there. And they go and perform their moves. And then it captures them and puts them into the computer, and we put them in the game. You know, it's important to get the characters to look like them, but it's also equally as important to get the characters to move like them, because then you'll know, like, looking at it, like, oh, that moves just like Lars, or that moves just like James.
Now, do each of the guys do this separately, or do you have it set up where it's like a live band playing on stage?
The first session we did, they did six songs, performed live with the whole band. They did them two styles. They did them the regular way, and they did them the in-the-round way. That's something that we're adding this time, is we're doing the in-the-round performances, where the band's in the center, and then the audience is all around. So we changed our camera system to be able to incorporate viewing them from all sides. First, they did that. They did both, you know, six songs both ways. And it was funny because we set it up like a little concert. You know, every one of us that could be at the session, we were all standing on the sides cheering them on. And, like, it turns out that James Hetfield, like, really appreciated that we were doing that. We did that, and then we did some individual, like, pickups, you know, to get, like, some signature, like, Kirk moves, some signature Robert moves.
Were they actually playing, or was it more of, like, a music video where it was playing to a track?
Yeah, they play to the track.
Going into the 90s, what songs from Metallica can we expect from, like, the Load and Reload era?
Well, King Nothing is one of the songs on there. That's actually a very fun song. You know, I know a lot of people are, you know, that's a controversial period of their time, but some of those songs are really, really fun to play. I think people are going to be surprised because, you know, even the stuff off of St. Anger is great to play. It's just, it's really, really fun.
So what St. Anger tracks can we expect?
You can play Frantic in the game. It's super fun.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to check this game out. And, John, you...
Yeah, I actually was in a Guitar Hero contest in Las Vegas. I did not win, but it was really cool. I did okay. Not too bad. But my question is there one specific platform that you design the game for first, and then how do you change it so that it works, for example, on the Wii and the Xbox 360 and PS3?
Right. Normally have what we call a lead SKU, and that's what the majority of the people in our office are working on, which is the Xbox 360. Then we also have the PS3, which shares the assets with the 360, which we're developing in-house. And then we have another developer that's working on the PS2 and the Wii version, and then they take the assets and they convert them to make them appropriate to those platforms.
Very cool.
And is this something you went to school for, designing computer video games, or how does one get a job as a video game designer?
Yeah, my path towards video game designer is really not a very straight path. I have a bachelor's degree in physics, which is totally useless for getting a job anywhere else. You know, I just had an interest in it, and you know, I picked up a 3D program and used it a lot. Got a job as a 3D artist, and that led towards building levels and becoming a designer.
Now, I actually read that this game actually is very challenging for even the, you know, most experienced Guitar Hero player, and I heard that there was a mode where you can do something that I think is the first time that this has been done in a game like this, is that you can add a second bass drum. And Lars is such a big double bass player. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, whenever we track songs in the game before, if they had double bass pedals, we had to take out some of them because most people can't play really fast double bass with one foot. Most humans can't, anyway.
Right.
So this time we're going to be selling a separate pedal and a splitter, so you can plug that into the back of your drum set. And then we're actually able to track every single bass hit. So we're calling it Expert Plus because it's built off the Expert Note track, but it adds those extra bass drum hits. So now if you want to play Slayer, if you want to play Metallica, the way that they're played with those crazy double bass drums, now you can do it in the game.
And are you a musician? Do you play?
Yeah, I'm a guitar player and a bass player. Yeah, I've been playing for a long time.
Cool. And what are you into, metal, or were you into just more rock?
You know, I was a real metal guy when I was in high school, and then, you know, explored a bunch of other stuff. But it's like, it's one of those things. I'm metal at heart. I can't get rid of it, you know? It's always there.
Cool. And you've worked on the other Guitar Hero games too, right?
Yeah, Guitar Hero 3, Guitar Hero Aerosmith, Guitar Hero World Tour.
How was it working with Aerosmith?
Oh, it was fantastic. Those guys are, man, they're a lot of fun. Steven Tyler, that guy's that guy's, he's performing all the time. Like, I had some surreal experiences where, like, you know, he's talking to you, blah, 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 then dream on, he just starts singing to you, you know? There was one point where I was standing next to him, and then he puts his arm around me, and then he's like, he's singing to me, and he's tugging on my face like I'm Joe Perry. I'm like, oh, wow, that's really weird. Yeah. That guy's definitely the lead singer.
That's great. Now, As a rock fan and a musician, how cool is it that you're designing video games and working with some of the greatest ever bands?
Yeah, it's a very surreal experience. You know, like I can't think of, you know, Guitar Hero Metallica to me was like the ultimate dream project. I can't think of anything I'd want to work on more. So that's why I put so much of myself into it, spent so much time working on it. I mean, our whole studio is like has to be held back from trying to, you know, put too much in the game.
You know what? I wanted to ask about the venues because something that I think is so cool is that you can pick that you want to be playing at, you know, a club in San Francisco, or you can go down to the LA Forum, or you can go to the Hammersmith in England. Now, did you actually physically have to go to each one of these and shoot the place?
Well, some of those places don't exist in that case anymore, so we have to just gather all the references that we can and try and sort of recreate them. A place like the Forum is pretty simple because we had access to the Forum. We could go in there and take pictures. Toshino Airfield is one that springs to mind. It's, the only reference of that is the For Those About to Rock video. So we watched that a bunch and trying to piece it together the best we could from that.
Is the club in San Francisco still there?
Oh, the Stone? No. No, it's I think it's a strip club now or something. So yeah, that was imagination. But when Metallica saw it, they're like, oh yeah, that looks just like it.
Wow. Cool. Well, we'd love to check out some of the actual game and give it a test drive.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
Always the same. Run it, on your way, hide it. You Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.